would you like to invest in homes that heal? Mayan Metzler will tell us how to do it. He's the founder and CEO of Terralux, and he leads a future-forward company rooted in sustainable design, intelligent technology, and holistic well-being. Terralux creates immersive, adaptive environments from smart homes and retreats to biophilic spaces where people can thrive in harmony with nature and innovation. And his mission is to shape the future of living through design that elevates the human experience. Now, on a personal level, I have to tell you that I have met Mayan in Dubai and in Cannes. And what really impressed me about Mayan is this company that creates homes that heal. It's so impressive, and that's why I invited him to come on this podcast. So Mayan, tell us more about Homes That Heal, and why should property investors and entrepreneurs who want to live longer and happier lives, why should they invest in Homes That Heal?
Welcome to Awakened Titans Podcast with Lily Patrescu. Mind-blowing conversations with influential business titans sharing how you can manifest abundance, love, joy, success through quantum awakening, quantum manifestation, quantum healing, quantum miracles, exponential business growth, and innovative products and services.
Thank you so much, Lily. Thank you for inviting me to your podcast. Great question. As far as I see from my analysis, it might be the number one biggest trend in the world, period. Because the one thing that is common to everyone, we all live somewhere in a home, either that we own or rent, and we're all dreaming. Doesn't matter how hippie and modest we are, we all love the home and we're all dreaming about having the best environment. So this is the future of humanity, because it's a huge up-and-coming industry, since we have so many medical technologies that are just coming out daily, that are futuristic, almost science fiction, are healing us with various kinds of frequency, etc. So now there are products at every price point, every kind of category, for every room of the house that you can integrate directly into the home, so that your home is actually doing the healing. Specifically in our case, we've been very blessed to form a partnership with Dr. Lana, who I think you should consider having her on the podcast. She's out of Austin, and she is a real world leader in this field. She's a brain scientist, and the technology that she engineered is basically giving you an upgrade, even if you're healthy. I did it just before I came to Cannes, and I felt the upgrade, and I think everybody should do it. Or using specific frequency that is emulating neurons that are stem cells, she's improving your brain capacity and your operation. So if you have an ailment that is specifically related to brain, like for instance, Parkinson's or MS, just had our friend from Denver come and heal herself from MS last week. So it's a real revolutionary thing, and we're integrating her technology into the homes, which makes it proprietary. That's like the main spin. Of course, everything else, the biogeometric shapes that are healing, the materials that are used, having clean water, no radiation, growing gardens, the whole way that you live and operate, whether it's a single home, could be an ADU, which is huge in the US, additional dwelling unit, where somebody's building another home in their backyard. Could be someone that is building a resort or a community or a village or an entire city. These futuristic homes are relevant for any scenario.
Thank you. Tell us more about Homes That Heal, and what kind of technology do you have included in Homes That Heal? So the reason I ask you this is because, like, I've already experienced bioresonance on a smaller level. So there's this little machine that I use in order to heal myself. And then I haven't used yet, but I have heard people talk about red light therapy. And so I have heard other people talk about hydrogen water as a way to heal. And I'm curious about the kinds of technology that your Homes That Heal have included in it, And do you foresee other therapies and technologies being included in Homes That Heal as time goes by that makes this like an ongoing, almost like a sci-fi futuristic home where, entrepreneurs get the opportunity to not only work hard, but then, properly leverage their home as a way to heal and not need to go to the hospital.
Yeah, 100%, and also preventive maintenance. But as you know, being sick with different kinds of ailments is a huge issue. But actually, we were designed to be healthy. It's our lifestyle, the chemicals, the food, everything that we know about, the water, the pollution, whatever things you believe. I don't want to get into conspiracy theories, but we're not healthy. We're most of humanity is somewhere between alive and dead. But during these times, especially during the last few years, technologies that are supposed to heal us have been becoming available to us. Now, this is not new. It's based on a very simple principle, which is we're mainly water, right? So 60 to 80%, depending on your body type. So obviously, water is affected by frequency. So now, like the device that you were describing, there are so many different types of devices. It's very, very important to verify and confirm that these are real things, they're not scams. But the things that are real do work because you can heal people by with frequency. And this is a huge evolution of the medical field. There are these prophecies, that one day we will be given these technologies, like med beds are a big thing. So now they're here, but most of the time you can only access them with alternative practitioners. People, because the Western med and the doctors are too programmed to be, drug salespeople or whatever their agenda is, they wouldn't take that leap. Although, of course, there are some doctors that are more brave, but overall, it's alternative therapists. And that's where you find these machines. Even 100 years ago, Tesla invented an energy machine, which I can show you one day because we have access to it. It still works like new, but it's all based on these principles. One of the best machines out there that really heals people is the Rife machine. A friend of mine is healing himself from stage four pancreatic and liver cancer. He's in his 60s. And he uses the Rife machine daily. So there are these technologies, there's these machines. Our whole statement here, our whole insight is we are the first to have a full service platform for new homes and existing homes where we're integrating all the different technologies that exist, different price points, different categories and subcategories into the different rooms. And this is what it's about. And also, we have some of our own proprietary technology. That's what I was referring to before with Think with Dr. Lana, which has really taken it to a whole other level.
Thank you. Tell us more specifically about the types of technologies that you have. Let's take any home that you have already created or you're planning to create. Give us some an example of the types of technologies that you have. So you ha do you have bioresonance? Do you have like I know hydrogenated water? What do you have? Tell us more about the specific types of like technology you have in these homes that heal. Give us like a
Yeah, absolutely.
specific.
So, of course, I'm so sorry. I tried to put it under disturb. I guess it does work. So, it depends, of course, like in any case, with the person, size of the project, their budget, how much they want to invest into it. If you Google biohacking centers, right? I just saw one of the nicest ones Dr. Lana was showing me in Austin, very advanced. So, you have all the categories, right? The chambers, the cold plunge, the red light therapy. These are becoming almost standard. So people can set it up in their home and have your own personal biohacking center. A lot of it has to do with the frequency-based technology. So for instance, I don't know if this is what you're referring to, but there are biometric scanners. So you can scan yourself daily and it gives you an analysis of what's going on, mind, body, spirit, every specific organ. You can send yourself frequency corrections. You can put some water or even spirit in water and create homeopathy. These are some of the basics. And then taking it to a whole other level is our frequency improvement for the brain through Dr. Lana. We also have other forms of technology, which are about how you eat, about supply management. So I don't know if you know this, but my main bread and butter business is a kitchen company in the US. So we have access to these manufacturers, which is kind of an important part. It's not necessarily about healing, but it's just making these homes great. And with our technology platform, the TerraLux Tech, we developed a platform called the Kitchen Companion, Kitchen Buddy. And what it is, it's a way to manage any kitchen from start to finish in a very digital way, meaning that you know exactly what you have in your cabinets, drawers, and appliances. You plug in, and it knows already based on your food restrictions, your allergies, everything, what's good for you. Say, here's my plan for the week. I'm going to have dinner for 4 on Wednesday and brunch for 6 on Sunday. And rest of the time, I'm eating home alone. And then it would give you a complete meal plan, which is healthy. And it could also help you make shopping lists and develop your whole supply chain management, which is the key to everything. Because you have to start with what you're ingesting, and that is a technology that really manages what you eat.
Thank you. Tell us more about longevity in homes that heal. Are there any apparatus, I don't know, any technology that has been proven to optimize cellular health or anything else that could lead to higher longevity?
Again, to me, everything points back to the proprietary technology because longevity is a very broad term, and it's becoming like a very popular term. But you know what is actually longevity? Of course, it's not living the longest life. It's living healthiest for the longest time, because you don't want to reach 100 so exhausted. You want to reach 100, like my motto is 100 push-ups at 100. You know, if I can get there, that's the way. And what I discovered, and I think this is the one thing that is common to everyone's talking about longevity, it all starts with your mindset. So all these things, that's why I'm saying it all points back to the Think proprietary technology, because that trains your brain to be more on it. And that's what happened to me. I'm experiencing it during these last couple of weeks since I went through it, where I'm just more awake, I'm happier, I have more energy. I came back from that Cannes conference, you know, jet lag, because we're 6 hours ahead. So normally you would crash, like, let's say 10 a.m., which is 4 a.m. I didn't go to sleep. I was so pumped, and I attribute it to that training. So that I think is what longevity is all about, is what how young you are in your mind.
Thank you. For an investor that, let's say, has an unlimited budget assigned to living in a home that heals, what are like the top level technologies that you can include that you haven't perhaps already mentioned that could be included that could make a significant difference to someone's health and well-being?
But this is not exactly about the health, but it's about what you can do with an unlimited budget, because we have six categories of what we call fractional ownership homes. It doesn't necessarily have to be fractional ownership. You can buy a home and be the single owner. But the six categories are, starting number one is glamping. It's only a shell, not connected to water. And then four categories based on the different manufacturers. And the sixth category is a luxury home. So it could be a multi-million dollar home, still incorporating the same principles of bioharmonics, healthy materials, no chemicals, indoor air quality, but you can have an entire compound. So for instance, when I say biogeometry, the single best structure for humans to be in are domes. Reason being is because of the energetic alignment. The energy doesn't escape anywhere to the corners. Our vision is to not have only dome homes, although we have that as well, but to have what we call flowers, meaning geometrically, architecturally, you need some straight walls. So it would be, let's say, a dome with a square and a rectangle on the side or both sides. And then if you have unlimited budget, you can do dome, rectangle, do a circular structure. And then have a little compound, because maybe you'll have a pool or a series of pools, and each pool will have a dome house, and we're going to have different geometric shapes. A rectangle on top. You can also stack domes, which is the next level, because you can have, let's say, two or three domes, and then on top of them you can connect a sphere, like a glass sphere. So really, It's unlimited. It's really the power of imagination.
Thank you. Tell us, how expensive is it, a home that heals? And can someone build it anywhere? As in, like, can I order it online with you and, like, have it delivered in my backyard?
100% yes. Our vision and our mission is not just to keep it all to ourselves and make as much money as possible, is to spread it all over the world. What I mean by that, for instance, there's a company that we're acquiring right now. It's called Pacific Domes. Pacific Domes is the number one manufacturer of domes in the US using architectural vinyl. Asha, who is the great wisdom keeper since 1980, her whole mission is to teach a man how to fish, right? So teach people how to sew, send them sewing machines, and then they can do it anywhere in the world. So this is the fastest, most efficient way to populate anywhere. It could be a disaster area like Gaza or Ukraine or somewhere where you just need to bring housing fast, LA, etc. Or it could be a village, because these are permanent homes. They last for decades, but you can set them up very fast. You can sew them. There's going to be a frame workshop, and you can install it within one day. So this is about spreading it all over the world. And these could be extremely inexpensive. By inexpensive, I'm talking about below 20K for the shell, which is really a starting price point that is ridiculous. We're targeting below 100K for a permanent glamping unit, and then going up to a few hundred K for the next four categories, up to a million. And then a luxury home could be unlimited multi-million dollar in terms of cost. The other thing is, we're developing another thing that would be very easy to spread, which is a panel kit system, meaning that you get the injection mold anywhere in the world, then you can inject whatever material you want, whether it's hempcrete or any kind of crete material, or what we recommend is some form of bioceramics. You have the panel system, and in 30 panels make a dome. So that is also very spreadable worldwide and can grow exponentially.
Thank you. Tell us how a home that heals compares price-wise with a normal home. And I'm talking about, imagine the same square footage of, let's say, I don't know, a two-bedroom apartment. I guess I understand it varies dramatically based on the area and so many different things. But imagine, because you're going to be bringing it almost like prefabricated. Am I right? You can correct me if I'm right or not. And then how would it vary in terms of the cost versus, let's say, a normal home, let's say a two-bedroom, I don't know, apartment or something?
So, of course, it depends on everything. Because, for instance, the most important part to really create that luxury experience is the level of the interiors, namely cabinetry. So we have different price points, but we don't have anything cheap. Everything that we have is made in Europe, starting with our value premium Terralux brand made in Germany. So we don't really have anything basic in that sense. But of course, it depends on options and finishings and gadgetry. That's what really drives the price up or down. If you want to start with the most basic, those homes that I was referring to from architectural vinyl from Pacific Domes, which are under 20K, does not get faster and cheaper than that, because one, you don't need foundation. You can build it on a deck. Or if you don't have water issues, you can build it on gravel. So there's nothing really comparable in terms of traditional home construction. And this also overall, the most advanced technologies of building are natural buildings, which are ancient wisdom. So you can build a traditional timber frame and inject it with natural crete materials, and that's the best. So how much does it cost? It depends on your labor. It depends on what you have on your land. But for instance, while we built the Cobb homes that we built in Virginia, we got all the material from the land. So our cost of material, other than the labor to get it, was essentially zero. That makes sense. So if I had to throw a number, I would say 40 to 50% less expensive. And I don't want to go crazy and say 80% because it sounds too good to be true, but 40 to 50% to build the shell of the home using these materials. It is too good to be true, because you're spending less money on something that's actually much better and much better for the environment. That's in terms of the shell. In terms of everything else, you know, interiors are the same cost of interiors, whether you're building traditional or advanced construction.
Thank you. For someone, let's say, that wants to have these homes delivered in the USA, How long would it take, let's say, from the moment they order up to the moment that it
So again, it depends on the type of home. If they want an architectural vinyl home, we have the capacity to manufacture immediately. It could be a matter of weeks. And the shell is a one-day installation. But like everything, it depends on everything. So if you want to just install that shell glamping unit, usually you can do it even without permits. It's a bit of a loophole that we're discovering. If you want to have proper plumbing and septic systems, and you want to apply for permits, out of our control, it could take years to get a permit, but we can be very fast. If you want to deploy some more advanced building techniques, same thing. If you have access to the material and we can send the crew out, could be immediate.
Thank you. Tell us more about why it's worth it for an investor to invest in homes that heal versus a regular home.
Well, the answer is in the question, right? Because how much is your health worth to you if you can be healthy? It's priceless. But overall, it just enhances everything. You're talking to me here from my apartment in Riverdale, so maybe this is not the best example, but the home that I live in the Catskills upstate is actually a two-dome home. And 100% of all the people that go there, 100%, they sense the energy right away when they enter the dome. And you as well, if you go into a dome, I'm sure you feel the energy. So just having the right geometric shape contain the energy. And especially when you have a gathering, you have a little party, friends get together, you just feel it, So that's from a lifestyle perspective. Of course, there are financial benefits because with the fractional ownership perspective, if you were to invest in a home on our properties, the model that we're proposing for people that will not be permanent residents, because this is our properties are not communities, they're wellness resorts. You get 3 weeks free a year. The fractional ownership to us, you're still a single owner. You're not sharing it with other owners. So you get 3 weeks free to stay there a year, rest of the time discounted. And the other time that you're not there, we're marketing, operating it, taking care of the whole thing, and revenue sharing with you. So it's a phenomenal investment. It's really a no-brainer investment if you see the numbers, what you spend on it versus what your investment would be just from us operating it and renting it out, especially due to our retreat program, which is fully booked. We're always going to have unlimited demand for these homes.
Thank you. Do you have homes that heal that are already running and that you can actually sell to people who are interested? And if yes, in which countries?
Yes, in that home that I was referring to, the double dome home, that's our sample home where people can come and visit. It's targeted for the New York City crowd because it's 2 hours north of the city in a town called Windham in the Catskills, the best ski town in the Catskills. The availability is in upstate New York on that property or our farm property in Virginia, in Dominican Republic, and in Greece. That's only our properties. There are many collaborating properties that are joining us as we speak. The most interesting one is located on the water in Costa Rica.
Thank you. What else would you like property investors to know about homes that heal?
I think we covered a lot of it. I just feel so blessed to have the complete turnkey solution. So both from a financial perspective, we know that it's a great investment. A lot of it is based on what I was saying earlier, that we have the recipe for operating these properties so they'll be fully booked all the time, so your investment is secured. But also from a healing and lifestyle and community perspective, it's really the secret sauce on our properties. We see it as a prototype platform, kind of like the lab. It is working and it's beautiful, and people that are joining us always have a great transformational time. But beyond it, it's great to have that in order to confirm and develop it as a platform for anyone around the world. We really have people standing in line to get onboarded right now these days with projects worldwide, because what happens is if you have a great land-based project, only maybe 1% or less are very successful and are happy and are monetized and are, you know, fully booked, etc. Most of them are somewhere between just starting as an idea to being stuck somewhere. And we experienced it having owned and operated all these properties. So it's really a turnkey solution where if you have a land-based project, one, we have our technology. We didn't talk about the spatial network, which uploads the information to the world map using very advanced tools. So you can showcase what you have. You can project manage, use software, AI, etc. And you can use our method to build and use our method to get your property fully booked and operational, gamify and monetize the property. The best part, and this is really the future, what we're on right now in terms of digitizing, gamifying, and monetizing the land, we have the secret sauce for that as well. You know, a lot of people have been trying to figure out how to gamify and monetize. Our system is based on the spatial network technology and AR, where you come into a property, everything is happening on your phone physically or the digital physical visit. You see all the AR experiences. We're using NFC chips to activate, and then everything becomes digital. And it's a way to completely monetize your property because you can get an entrance fee for a tour through the phone, add rides or join an adventure game. Or the best part is invest in digital physical assets. Like for instance, you're walking on the property in DR, you fall in love with it. You can purchase a tree, you can purchase a home, et cetera, right there on the phone. So it's really a way to revolutionize how real estate is handled and add value to every property.
Thank you. Tell us more about, for example, investors that, let's say, have millions of dollars to invest in your project. Why should they invest in a project like this versus, let's say, other projects that they could invest in the US that, let's say, have a return between, I don't know, 7 and 10% net ROI per year?
Well, first of all, of course, our returns are much higher. I don't think, I haven't come across anything comparable. The only thing that maybe is remotely resembling it is a company called Earthship. If you heard about them, they opened up, they got over 1,000 pre-orders immediately, but they don't have the complete solution. And, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm criticizing them. It just confirms the trend. And that's the only thing that I can think of that is remotely comparable. But the other investment platform that we have is a share in Terralux. And that is another thing that holds tremendous value. And I haven't seen anything comparable because our whole idea is when you invest in a share in Terralux, you join the movement, you become part of everything, and we only give you benefits and benefits. What I mean by that is, for instance, you get 20% discounts across our entire platform, whether it's my kitchen company or retreats or products or homes. That's just the discount. But it also comes with access to the properties, access to events, being part of leadership councils, basically joining the movement. And that starts at only $25,000, which is an unbelievable investment. Of course, you can buy 1 million shares or 1 billion shares, but the entrance is only 25K. You have to be approved. It's not like anybody can just buy stock like you go on the stock market. We want to see who you are and confirm, you know, that you have something of value to contribute to the network. But that is an investment that I haven't seen such a platform.
Thank you. Now, I want you to imagine, like, I don't know anything about construction or how long it takes to build something. But let's say I live in the UK, and let's say if I had, a house, and then I had some space in my backyard. I don't know how long it would take to build like a normal house versus, let's say, your one. And let's say, imagine that I have already all of the permits to build from that moment on. How much shorter or how much cheaper you would say that the homes that heal would be in terms of like time it takes to make it and perhaps cheaper or more expensive to build it? And imagine not the glamping one, but imagine, let's say, a multimillionaire who has, I don't know, $2 million to invest in a home. How much cheaper or how much more expensive would it be for like versus a regular home?
It depends a lot on the construction method, because one of the coolest things is 3D printing. Mm-hmm. So we have a proprietary 3D printer out of Washington State. But for that, we would have to bring the 3D printer. So the logistics are a bit involved. Otherwise, we either build with the panel system or another natural building method. The advantage with natural building methods is you have all the material on site. It's supposed to be regional based on what you have there. So then it's only a matter of the availability of having a crew accessible in your region that is available and can come to build.
Okay, so like there are too many variables to kind of really say whether it will be whether the homes that heal are actually going to be cheaper or more expensive or how long it will take versus a normal house.
Well, of course, the type of material and the location and the quantity, because there are economies of scale here, like everything. If you're building one home, maybe it doesn't make sense to bring the 3D printer. We have to look at an alternative method. So there are variables, and a lot of it depends on what you're looking for. But still, overall, it is faster and it is cheaper. I can't pinpoint exactly. Also, it depends what traditional construction method you're going to use. If you're using wood framing in the US, maybe it's cheap, although the wood is up. But if you're going to build a concrete house, all concrete, of course, it's expensive. So it depends on what you're comparing it to.
Thank you. So would you say that generally investors that invest in homes that heal would be better off kind of investing in this in homes that heal because they would be living in the houses themselves, not necessarily for renting them out? Or would you say there is a benefit to renting them out based on the information you gave earlier in terms of you managing it for them and then having like a fractional ownership of the properties?
It's two completely different scenarios. If
Okay.
somebody wants to invest in a home inside our property, yeah, that's a great no-brainer, no-risk investment because they'll get a great return because we're taking care of it. If they want to build a house in their backyard, like an ADU, then it just depends. Some people like myself, I took my homes off of Airbnb. I don't want to do Airbnb for various reasons, but people can have like an Airbnb experience. Because maybe there aren't too many dome homes and they've been getting really top dollar for the experience. Or if you promote it as a home that heals, then it would be very unique, at least for some time until the trend will catch on. But I would give it for sure 5, 10 years where you'll be very unique and you can do Airbnb experience or some other platform and it'll be a money-making thing, even if you just put it on your backyard. Or if you have a larger property and you want to join forces with us in developing a resort, developing a community, and actually operating these as short-term rentals for retreats, that's where we can really give you tremendous value because we know how to do it. We know how to take these properties, market, sell, operate, keep it all profitable.
So, would you say that homes that heal are also like a very potentially profitable thing to invest for healers and coaches that offer kind of like alternative healing because they could combine it with the healing method that they generally tend to use?
I would say for anyone, because that's the whole point of Homes That Heal, that you don't need to be a therapist. But if you are a therapist and it's your business and you have that opportunity, it's a no-brainer. It's a must-do.
Thank you. Tell us where entrepreneurs can connect with you.
The best way is just to text me directly on my cell phone. I'm still like old school like that. Or you can go to the TerraLux Home website or my kitchen business website and just fill out an inquiry.
Follow us for more interviews with world's most influential business titans, providing you with the insights to awaken to your full potential so you can get paid to be yourself, find true happiness, and manifest anything you desire.